Welcome to She Designed a Life She Loves. I'm your host, Katrina Lumsden. If you're ready to start designing a life and business on your terms in a soul-led and easeful way, then this is where you need to hang out. With 15 years business experience and having built a thriving interiors career, it is my passion to now show you the possibilities of expanding your interiors business in a way that you never thought possible. With a strong social media presence, aligned business strategies, and the right mindset, your biggest dreams are possible. In this podcast, I'll be sharing with you the energetics behind creating a soul-led business so you feel empowered to go after those big dreams and design a life you love. Now let's dive into this week's episode. Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of She Designed a Life She Loves. I'm Katrina Lumsden and I'm your host today. I'm always grateful that you take time out of your day to tune into my podcast shows and episodes, and I'm just really excited that this is something that is supporting you in whatever capacity or whatever way that is. So thank you so much. Now, today I'm going to be doing something, I'm going a little bit more personal, really, and talking about something a little bit different to what I normally do. And that is what kind of led me to the world of manifestation and learning how to meditate and use all those mindset practices that have allowed me to create and design a life I love mentally as well as physically. And it is a little bit more personal, and it's not something that I really share or have shared a lot of, but I just thought that it kind of gives you context as from where I've come from and what kind of happened to us in our life that really shows you that you can do fucking anything. You can do anything, because it doesn't matter where you are in your life right now, how hard things seem, I can promise you, you will come out the other side if you believe and you keep your mindset strong, and maybe even just dive into some of these tools and practices that I learned along the way that have really helped me. So I'm going to go right back to 2014 when my husband was running his own construction building business, building beautiful luxury homes, and I was just starting in my property styling business. So he built this business up. He'd been doing it for about 16 years and we were doing really well. We'd actually created and had designed these beautiful architectural plans for a two-story home on our very large block of land. And we didn't need a loan to do that because we had savings and we had lots of work coming in through my husband's business. So it wasn't something that we needed to do. He had two projects on the go. One was just wrapping up and he was just being finalizing all that and being paid for that. And he had another one that was in the very end stages. He also had a new project that was going to be starting in November, which was a luxury $4 million build. So what happened was we were plodding along thinking that life was just great, and all of a sudden the rug got pulled out from underneath us and our whole world was flipped on its head and changed. The client of my husband's, who we still had a couple of months work left, he decided that he was going to change the game and change the rules, and he wasn't going to pay for the final stage of the build. He used a loophole in the contract. It was something that my husband, who is a very kind and generous and trusting man, they had a verbal agreement, and the contract didn't fully reflect this verbal agreement. So what happened was that this agreement that they made, the client decided that he wasn't going to pay the final invoice, which was quite a large sum of money. Now, this was extremely stressful. It was quite emotionally draining, and it was something that we just didn't know how to deal with, to be honest. So while we were dealing with all of that and deciding whether to go to court and getting legal advice, my husband's other job, which was actually a friend of ours, they decided that instead of going through the build process and building this $4 million home on their block of land, that they just went out one day and they bought a finished home on the water in another suburb. And then they called my husband up and said, look, we just want to let you know we're not building anymore. And so we've bought a house and that was it. Now, he'd already met with the engineers and he'd already done a lot of work on the prep for that project. So it was something that we honestly believed was going ahead. So we were now in November of 2014, and my husband had a job that he actually had to complete. He had no income coming in, and we had no future income coming in either. So being November, of course, there was nobody who was interested in starting a new build over Christmas, and we needed money stat. Like, we needed money fast. We still had a mortgage, and we had ripped the roof off our home and some of the back of the house and had panels and tarps, and because we were about to go all in and renovate this home. So what happened was, is my husband went and got a job with a construction company, and, you know, so we could pay the bills and do all of that. I was still working in my property styling business, which was bringing in a regular kind of income, but also Christmas coming up, things were slowing down a little bit back then. So we actually were in a world of pain. And what ended up happening after that is, because our home had been ripped apart and was unfinished, we managed living there for a few months, and then we couldn't get a loan because my husband had only been at his new job for 3 months, and my income, being a sole trader and having just started, was useless at that time. So we had some savings in the bank so that we could just get the main things done. We couldn't get a loan to actually finish this renovation we'd started. We couldn't sell the house because we'd ripped it apart and there's no way we could sell it like that. So we just had to get it done ourselves. So my husband, being a builder, he would come home every day from work and he would work until about midnight, and then he'd work all weekend just to get the house livable. We had to restructure the plans, change the idea of what we were going to do, changed it to a single story home with minimal kind of renovations just to get us back in. And as winter and it started getting closer, started approaching, we realized that we couldn't stay in that house with our three young boys through winter. So we had friends that were going to Hawaii for 2 weeks who offered us to move into their home over, it was Easter. So we moved in there for 2 weeks. We kind of thought we'd be out for about 4 weeks, but it was just not the case. We ended up being gypsies for 3 months. We went from there to my in-laws' home. Then we went to my sister's home. We went to a girlfriend's home. And we were sort of just gypsying around for months. Eventually, my husband got the house to a point that was livable, in that we set up a kitchen in the laundry because we'd already renovated the laundry pre-doing all of this. So we had a bathroom, we had a laundry, and we had, I think it was 2 bedrooms. One bedroom was our bedroom, and that bedroom had a table in there as well. So that was breakfast, lunch, and dinner, lounge room, and my husband and I's bedroom, and then 3 boys shared in another bedroom. And then we just plugged away. We just started plugging and plugging. My husband had been burnt as being a sole trader, so he decided to then start moving and looking for opportunities within the construction industry. He is an incredible hard worker, and he's an incredible builder and site manager. And he's become a really in-demand site manager, to be honest, and he has done really, really well with his career. So he absolutely loves doing that and not having that pressure of somebody just not paying you one day and all of that that happened to us. So we were extremely traumatized back then, and that's kind of where I'm coming from. So during all of that time, when we were gypsying around, when we were moving back into the house and it was freezing cold and it was just really hard, and we just were renovating every spare moment, we're exhausted, my mental health took a massive nosedive. And I first experienced depression and postnatal depression after I had my first son. And I knew that I was sliding back into depression. But I had three young boys at home and I had to put on a happy face and just keep moving. And I was also trying to, you know, I think sometimes as the woman, we just hold the family together and we're just like the strong one and we're saying, you know, we can get through this. This is okay. We're going to be fine. But I was far from fine. On the outside, anybody looking in would have thought that I had it all together, that we were actually just plodding along, getting things done on the back, in the back end, you know, renovating and doing what we needed to do. But on the inside, I was actually falling apart. And so this was when I started to see and read more about the law of attraction. And I was introduced to this via the Manifestation Babe, which is Catherine Zenkina. And I started to follow her. I binged on all of her podcast episodes. I bought for all her free resources. I think I actually even paid for one of her resources. I had, you know, all the YouTube stuff, and I got into doing guided visualizations through her. And this really, I started to notice a massive difference in my mindset, because when you're learning about the law of attraction, you're learning about being in a positive mindset, being in a positive vibe, looking at all the abundance around you, feeling gratitude for everything you have. And as much as that was really difficult to do in the situation that we were in, it did actually allow me to stop feeling sorry for myself and to really see all of the beautiful things that I had going on in my life. I had a beautiful marriage. I had gorgeous boys. I had a business that I was just absolutely loved. And we had a roof over our head, be it a very, very, you know, broken one. We did have a roof over our head, and we knew that if we continued plugging away, that we would be able to get through this, and there was a light at the end of the tunnel. So I started doing guided visualizations. I started learning about the law of attraction, and I set out and made myself a vision board. And I actually found that vision board a couple of months ago. And on the vision board, it said that I was going to have a business that would earn me a passive income. I would have a holiday home. I would have a mortgage, and there was an amount that my mortgage would be, and that we would have financial freedom and financial security and a few other things as well. And I can remember when I was writing that out, these things seemed absolutely impossible for me. They seemed so far-fetched and so outside of our capabilities at the time when we're in that moment in our life. But I put them into this vision board anyway, and I started doing the practices like the guided visualizations, the gratitude journaling, and just really started to believe that this life was waiting for me, and all of these things in my manifestation board were waiting for me. The beautiful flow-on effect of, as I said, of doing these visualizations, this is that I started getting really, really good at meditating and really, really good at calming my nervous system. And through doing this, I was finding that I was coming out of the haze. I was just seeing our life so differently, and I started coming out of this really dark hole and this depression. And with that, it just gives you so much more energy. So I was just so energized to just create a home that was not only going to be finished and livable, but was going to be beautiful as well. I recognized the skills that I have as an interior designer and the skills my husband has as a builder. And we decided to truly create a home that was going to be incredible. And we really had a good understanding that this was our moneymaker. If we could get this home finished, we're in a great spot with a beautiful big block. If we could get this place finished, we could actually do really well from it and get ourselves out of this hole. And so for another 10 years, we continued plugging away and we continued renovating that home. We then moved on to build the studio up the back of the property, which, as you know by now, became Haven Studio and was a photo shoot location, was featured in Adore magazine, and was just the game changer when we sold our home. It was the home, it was the size of the block, it was the way it was designed and built, but it was also this beautiful, incredible pool cabana and interior studio at the back of the property. And so when we sold our home and we got such an incredible price, what happened then and the butterfly effect of that is that we have a mortgage, the price and the amount that I had written down on my manifestation board. We have just secured our holiday property up in Burleigh. So exciting. Haven't shared that yet. I'm going to do an episode on that very soon. So that came to life. We have financial freedom and financial security. We have had so many ups and downs since then, but we are all healthy. We're all doing really well. One of the other things on my manifestation board was an airplane, was travel. That was something that I hadn't done a lot of when I was younger, and it was a goal for me when I was older. And last year, I went to Bali 3 times. The year before, I went to Europe, and this year, we're going back to Europe again. We're going over to Bali again at the end of the year to get ready for our retreat in April, Ignite Your Soul Retreat in April, and I'll share more about that soon as well. Like, my life is, it's done a complete 360. And yes, it comes with a lot of work. You cannot manifest and put things out into the universe and then sit back and say, come and get me. Like, here I am. I've put the wish out there. I've put the dreams out there. I'm just going to sit back and wait for them to come. You have to do the work that goes with that. But what you will see is when you truly believe, you let go of the outcome, beautiful, incredible things start to happen in your life. And I think the biggest thing for me and the biggest change for me is my mindset, is the anxiety that I no longer feel, is the depression that when I do actually fall into that kind of flat mood, I'm able to move through that so much quicker because I use my tools and practices that I have learned. And I have, and I'm recording another episode that will drop next week, and it's how I actually move through that really flat down feeling very quickly now because of these practices that I have implemented. So although this is extremely personal and I'm sitting in this little office on my own recording it, feeling very brave, but I'm putting it out there because I know that all of us go through really hard times in our life at some stage. And when we were going through this, this was such a private thing that we just hid and kept to ourselves. But now I know that the way that I've been able to move through that, I really want to be able to help other women move through difficult times in their business and life as well. And as you know, I infuse all of these practices into the way I decide on my business, on my services, on my pricing, on the direction that I go, on the way that I build my business and run my business so that it feels amazing every day. And like I've said before, shit still happens. Bad stuff still happens. But you can learn to move through those with so much more ease. Now, the Soul-Led Stylist is now a membership. It is not a mastermind that goes for 3 months anymore. And I just feel so incredibly grateful because I have now created and built a business around something that is not just interiors based. It is also infusing all of these practices and tools that I've used into my business model, into the Soul-Led Stylist, which is now a membership and is open for enrollment. I have the wait list open. It is the only interiors membership that you can enroll in and really dive in to energetics, mindset, manifestation, intuition, energy healing, all of those kinds of things on the market. It is blending the strategy of business, of interiors business, with the soul of you. It's tuning into you and creating a business that is so fucking aligned that you just absolutely love. You don't do stuff you don't want to do. We build a business around your season of life and what lights you up. And that is now a membership that goes for a minimum, you sign up for 6 months and then you can opt out or you can stay with us for as long as you like. It has already got a beautiful community that are going to hang around for the next round. And that's going to be starting up on the 4th of August. But if you join the wait list in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be sharing a big discount for anybody who signs up early. And then Next year, there's going to be a retreat called Ignite Your Soul. Now, if you've been watching on social media, you will know that we were hosting a retreat in August. What we've actually discovered is that we've had such an incredible response from everyone, and women who really wanted to come but aren't ready just yet. They've already got holidays booked in September, or they've already got other commitments. And so we already had a few women who had locked in August, but after speaking to them, they were more than happy to wait until April. Now, this for us feels more aligned. It feels like now we can go over there, we can make sure everything is absolutely perfect. We were doing it all kind of online. So now Sal and I will be doing this retreat with my girlfriend Sal. We are going to go over there, do a bit of recon, and make sure that we have the most incredible experience. And this is another way that I am able to support you and guide you and show you how you can manifest and use meditation to change your life and your business in this retreat called Ignite Your Soul. So thank you so much for joining me today. As I said, next week there will be an episode dropping that is how you can actually move very quickly from feeling very flat through to just having more energy and feeling a lot more positive. I really hope if this episode has resonated with you or touched you and made you feel seen and heard, I am so, so glad that it has. If you have never experienced anything like this, but you listened anyway, thank you. And I just appreciate you being here so, so much. You have no idea. Anyway, have a really beautiful rest of your day, and I'll be back in your ears again next week.